Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Saturday, everyone, and happy St. Patrick's Day. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Sash Verse Stations. I'm your host, Tiffany Purnell, and today we have a very special show planned for you. Today's guest is Miss Melinda Gonzalez. She is currently Mrs. USA Worldwide. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm great, Tiffany. How are you today?
I am good. I was just telling our listeners that today we have a very special guest with us, and we are just so excited to have our sister queen here today with us.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Hello.
Hey, Melinda.
Okay, I was like, is it going through?
Yes. Hi, welcome to our show.
Hello.
So how are you doing today?
I'm a little tired, kept busy the past couple of days, did some volunteer yesterday and this morning.
So
with one of our fellow
started.
Nebraska queens. Okay.
So let's get started. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a registered nurse, currently in labor and delivery. I have worked in critical care for, almost 18 and a half years before labor and delivery. I am married. Carlos, he's my pride and joy. And I have three kids. A 17-year-old.
Oh.
Yeah. 17-year-old, a 11-year-old, and a 9-year-old.
Oh, and you are, just so our listeners know, you're our sister queen in the worldwide system, and your current title is Mrs. USA Worldwide. Can you tell us a little bit about being a title holder in the worldwide system for our listeners, and then also tell everybody about the system in general?
Well, it's actually been a fun event. It's a fairly new system. We've only been around for a couple of years. I did compete as Mrs. Nebraska back in July and was crowned Mrs. USA Worldwide. Oh, gosh, was it December?
It was December, yes, and I had the honor of crowning you.
Yes, you did. I was like, gosh, it seems like it's been longer than that, but really it's only been a few months. Well, as you guys know, but all our listeners, Worldwide is a pageant system that is platform-based. It focuses on women being, well, basically being who you are. It's not all about your external beauty, but your internal beauty, how you carry yourself as a strong woman. Yeah, basically that. Let's see, what else? Yeah, that's basically.
Well, and you had actually said you had competed as Mrs. Nebraska, but can you go ahead and tell us, can we hear more about your pageant background or experiences, or was Worldwide your first attempt or foray into being a pageant lady?
Well, I actually competed twice, probably way back in college, so over like 20 years ago, so a long time. Otherwise, I've been doing Mrs. pageants here in the last, 5 years. I competed for Mrs. Nebraska America as a local title holder, but never went on to anything higher than a local. So Worldwide was basically my first national pageant that I've ever competed in. So I've done a few different systems.
Oh, okay.
Well,
and
yeah,
go ahead, Tiffany.
Sorry, tell us about your experience at Nationals last summer.
It was a lot of fun. We got to have a photo shoot. Keep in mind, I'm not much for wearing a swimsuit, but we did a photo shoot in our swimsuits, evening gowns, our opening number dresses. We got to kind of hang out at a water park, which was not too – it was – It was fun. It was just tiring because we were up at 5 o'clock in the morning getting ready for the photo shoot. Otherwise, we did some dinners. I actually hung out with our current Mrs. Worldwide after everything. We just kind of sat back and relaxed and chatted. So it was just a lot of camaraderie, dinner, and just hanging out, getting to know each other. Lots of rehearsals.
And how many? Yeah, and how many days was that last year? Was that 3 or 4 days as well?
It was 4 days. The first night we got there, it was more of a dinner and a kind of a get to know you. The second day, there was, well, actually that was when the photo shoot was and the Cocoa Keys. The third day, lots of rehearsals. Then we had a luncheon where we discussed about our platforms and our whole purpose of wanting to be involved in Mrs. Worldwide.
Oh, okay.
And that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes. Yeah. Well, can you tell us about your year so far, especially since you've been crowned Mrs. USA Worldwide?
I'm just basically trying to keep busy. Let's see, what have I done so far? Gosh. Well, today we did the buddy walk for Down syndrome. Last night I did a Zumba-thon with my daughter, who is the Miss Preteen Worldwide. And that was, I don't know if you guys heard about Sydney Loof, the young gal that went missing here recently in the last couple months. She was a Nebraska gal, but it was an awareness for violence. I've attended a few different other pageant systems as a judge and coordinator. Oh gosh.
Well, and what is your what is your individual platform, and what are your plans like currently while you hold the title, and any future plans? What I know everybody has a platform, so which one is, what is yours specifically?
Well, I actually have two. Up until just this last year, my main focus has been on the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. My mom was diagnosed with both leukemia and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma almost 17 years ago. She was in remission for about 7 of those, but has currently been battling it. So I've been working with the Light the Night Walk and being an advocate for leukemia. But since last year, I've kind of added on the American Heart Association. My husband was actually diagnosed with a 90% blockage in his LAD. They told us that if in like the week prior, he might not have been with us here today. So I've been kind of bouncing back and forth between the two of them. But they're both near and dear to my heart.
Absolutely. And I think that's a perfect example of two areas or two causes that we don't truly understand until, well, they come and they hit us at home. And then you realize how important those causes are.
Oh, yeah, especially with heart disease. And he's not one that you would even expect it because he's a very healthy individual. He works out. I mean, he's even done cage fighting in the past years. So when the doctor said, oh, no, there can't be anything wrong with him, and then they're like, oh, well. So it's definitely a silent killer.
Yeah, it is. And I think it's also important that we do hear a lot, especially in February, about women's heart and health, but that we also have to be aware that it can be, like you said, a silent killer for men as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you incorporate the fact that you're a nurse with your platform? Is that something that pairs nicely with that?
I try to, because I do have the medical background and knowledge. So it's easier for me to talk to some people about, you know, this is why you should do this. This is why you should do it. It's not just because I've worked with the American Cancer Society. I've worked with the American Heart Association. It's because I've actually seen it on a daily basis and I obviously deal with it in my home life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So it is easier to kind of talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we all obviously love the worldwide system. I'm just wondering, Melinda, what drew you to the worldwide system? What made you want to compete in that system?
Well, I actually have known Ellen for, oh gosh, probably 5 years, and she approached me and told me she was trying to find more people to compete. And I thought, sure, this would be fun. And I mean, she is just a wonderful person and very personable. She cares about all of her contestants, whether you're a title holder or a past title holder. And I think that's kind of what has brought me towards it. Just there is that camaraderie. There is that emotional support, that spiritual support. And I hope to see it grow.
Yes, I was just telling Tiffany as we were prepping for your show that that's also what drew me to Ellen was when she approached me. Obviously, I had a personal situation when it came to the care of my husband, and she was very understanding about that. And I don't think every contestant in every system is quite as lucky as we are.
No.
And I think that's what makes us more of a family than just a system as well.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. Yes, you'll get to meet her soon, Tiffany.
I just can't wait to meet everyone, and I'm counting down the days to nationals. So it's like every day I just mark off a day. I'm getting closer and closer to nationals, to meeting you guys, to meeting Roseanne, to meeting you, to meeting Mrs. Nebraska. And I know you worked with Mrs. Nebraska today, so. And I'm sort of jealous because I want to meet her too.
Well, don't worry. We'll get lots of photos. We'll sneak off to a few places to go get stuff done.
Well, if you could give advice to a woman who's just starting to compete in pageants or is even just still contemplating if they want to get involved, what would you tell her and what would you advise her if she was still on the fence about getting involved?
I would probably, oh gosh, there's just so many things you could say. I've actually tried to convince some of my gals at work that they should do it, that basically even if you have just an inkling in your mind that this is something you want to try, this is a good place to start. I mean, every woman has something they want to talk about. I mean, I'm sure there's family experiences or even a close friend that's been diagnosed with something. And if you could find a cause or a system that'll help you, oh gosh, I'm trying to think how to put this in words. Just basically tell her to go for it. I mean, the only way, it's all gain. There is no loss at trying to compete for in a pageant. It's all gain. You get to meet a bunch of wonderful women. I mean, you get to get dressed up. You know, that's like the main thing is you get to get your hair done, get your makeup done, wear a beautiful dress. So even if just that moment.
Go ahead. Well, I was going to say, just think too that people have this stereotype or they have this misconception because maybe they've, you know, heard or seen some, you know, TV show or I know there's some reality shows out there that, you know, haven't always portrayed the pageant systems in the best light or pageant women in the best light. Mm-hmm. And I feel that that's really a disservice because I think it's completely opposite of what, you know, maybe they find that one or two extreme contestant how they're acting and, you know, they make that the focus of a reality TV show when in retrospect, what the reality is that we're all out there doing community service, doing walks like you did today, you know, trying to educate people on our platform and that it's not what you see on TV. Just like I've told people in other aspects of life, what you see on TV is not reality, really.
And, you know, I would actually say that I used to be one of those people because I was like, oh, no, all they care about is these skinny, pretty, overly zealous people, and I mean that is not what pageant is about at all. It's about friendship. It's about community service. I used to be one of those people, and that's now why I have my girls competing, and it's helped their confidence. They love getting out on stage and performing, and so yeah, you just have to have a different mindset.
Now, which systems do your girls compete in?
Well, the main one was Princess of America, which was just a couple of weeks ago here. So they will be competing at Nationals in Branson, Missouri.
Oh, fine. And that's their second or third trip to Nationals, right?
Only second.
Second. Mm-hmm.
I would say we try to only do one a year, give or take.
Uh-huh.
But it's a lot of fun.
And is that the only system they've competed in, or have they done more than just that one?
Carmen has done ANSO, America's Natural Teen Scholarship Organization, I think.
Yeah.
And that was her first one, and she got fourth runner-up, and she was, like, excited. She's like, I just wanted to place in the top five. Oh, sorry, third runner-up.
Well, good for her. Yeah.
So, I mean, that was her main accomplishment. She's like, I just want to be in the top five. She's like, I don't need to win. I just want to be in the top five. So
well,
hopefully
good for her.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I just said that's good for her. She had a goal, and she met it and you know, wanted to go on and do another system and do even better, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. So hopefully we can get the worldwide system going with the younger ages. I know that's one of the goals down the road here is to get your teen. Well, obviously we have our teen and our miss, but getting like the preteen and the, I guess it'd be like a little. I don't know. There's so many age groups, it's hard to keep track.
Well, and I think it would be fun. I know that I personally have just made up a, when I was Mrs. Iowa International, and then now I have some special girls in my life that I made sweethearts. And so they have been promoted from Mrs. Iowa Sweetheart to Miss Worldwide. And I just think it's fun to take them along, and they go to the parade and they learn about community service, and they learn to have poise. And it's just been a fun experience to take these special little girls. They were actually my flower girls at my wedding. And so they just think that we're just kind of on a continuous, you know, I think appearance schedule here, but they get very excited because even the other day we did an appearance and it was snowy and cold, and the four-year-old said, are we going to be in a parade now? And I'm like, not now, but pretty soon when the snow is off the ground. And my husband, as part of one of his therapy projects, actually cut out a giant crown and has it mounted on a flatbed, and we have a float this year. So they're very excited to get to stand on the float with the giant crown, which we're going to be putting lights in here shortly. And
ooh.
So they think that's pretty neat stuff. Yeah.
Well, it's good to get the girls involved. I mean, they see this and they're like, hey, this is something I might want to do.
Well, would you agree that it is what you make it? I know so many people say, well, what are the requirements? And I've always told people, like, it is as much as you want to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree, definitely. It's like you're going to get out what you put in. It's like if it's something, I mean, if you want to get out of it, you want to get to know people, then great, that's what you want to do. But if you're just there for, well, the crown, then maybe it's not really for you. But you want to be there for everything.
What are your long-term plans in pageantry? Would you like to go on and do another system, or will you retire from Worldwide and become involved with your girls more extensively, or what are your long-term plans?
Oh, gosh, I don't know yet. Do I have to make any long-term plans?
I don't know. I always ask people, where do you see yourself in a couple of years with pageantry? I don't think we all know, actually, but.
Gosh. Well, if it were my husband, he would tell me to retire. But I don't know. I don't know yet. I mean, I'll definitely focus on my girls, but I think, I don't know. I'm not ready to give up yet.
Well, I'm right there with you, and I think Tiffany is there too. Yes, I want to stay involved as long as I can.
Yes.
I mean, yes, I can still volunteer without a crown.
Uh-huh. But it always helps to have that crown. You know, when they see that sash and that crown, they will let you volunteer with anything. They'll be calling you. And it's sort of sad that it's like that, but whenever a business owner or someone in the community, a community organizer, see that sash and that crown, they just come to you. But that's good, and that's why it's so important for women these days who are in pageants, women who are title holders, to actually have a voice, that they use the crown with. So I feel like having a crown isn't just about wearing it. It's about actually doing something in your community. And that's why I love platform-based pageants like the Worldwide Pageant System, because it's all about platforms and it's about voicing your passion, voicing your platform. I just really think that's important because a lot of people think that title holders, you know, we just like to get pretty and just wear a sparkly hat, but that's not true for most of us.
I mean, we still like that stuff, but that's not the reason why we do it.
Exactly.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to tell our viewers or share with us today?
No, not really. Just keep smiling. And like I said, if it's something that you're interested in, then by all means, you can either contact people online because there's plenty of pageant systems out there that'll get you going. Or like I said, we got the worldwide system that we are always looking for more people.
Mm-hmm.
So feel free to reach out to anybody.
Yeah. Now, if somebody wanted to contact you specifically about either being a Mrs. Nebraska candidate, because that was your state title before you took your national title, how would they get a hold of you? Or if they'd be interested in booking an appearance with you, what are some ways that they can track you down?
Definitely through Facebook, Mrs. USA Worldwide or Mrs. USA. I'm under both. I'm pretty good at getting back, and I can get my phone numbers out. I just don't like to put my phone number online, you know.
Oh, no. We just meant like, you know, are you available, you know, through Facebook or Instagram? What are some of those kind of social media ways they could contact you?
Just a Facebook and Instagram or, well, those would be the easiest way would be Facebook and Instagram.
Okay.
I'm not on all that other social media.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being on our show today, Melinda. We've really enjoyed getting to visit with you some more.
Well, thank you for having me.
And you have a good day today and stay fabulous.
Will do. You too.
And yes. Yes. And so thank you for all our listeners for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Bye.